The Bay Area has been itching to get outdoors after being cooped up for almost 3 months now, believe it or not. Well, this might be the weekend to do it with some trails and parks opening up, including some in Point Reyes. And for more on what we can expect, we turn next to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with our good friend Tom Steenstra, KCBS and Chronicle Outdoors reporter. Tom, I bet nobody is more excited than you about this news.
Yeah, it's been like this long, slow-burning fuse to a giant stick of dynamite to watch all this, all these parks and recreation destinations open up in the greater Bay Area.
It seems to me that this weekend they're easing the restrictions on the access to them, right? Because they didn't completely close them. They just made it really hard to get to, right?
Yeah, well, the big news this week is in Marin County. But every part of the Bay Area has something reopening, some improvement for access and recreation destinations. But in Marin, Point Reyes and its 71,000 acres is reopening parking at its eight of its major trailheads. They're still closing. You can't get to the lighthouse or the Marin Headlands out at and Chimney Rock Headlands, and you can't get out of Pella Marin either, north of Bolinas. But everything else at Point Reyes is a go. And in the Marin watershed, they're opening those parking areas and their trailheads there. And just it's like opening the window and being able to walk through for the first time in months and get a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, that's long overdue. Hey, you mentioned the Marin Headlands. They fall under the purview of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. As you point out in your piece in the Chronicle, the bulk of the Bay Area sites that do remain closed are under the GGNRA.
Yeah, and they, I prodded them a little. They've come out with some opening dates next week for the San Francisco Headlands and San Francisco coast, so that's something to look forward to. But the Marin Headlands, yeah, we don't know when that's going to open. The road that goes out to Point Bonita Lighthouse and inland into Rodeo Valley and the Rodeo Lagoon, that's still closed.
And Tom, you also write about the what's going on in the South Peninsula and the East Bay.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the biggest things that's changed is they've opened Mount Diablo State Park finally. That had been gated at the entrance station. What they're doing now could be a forerunner of what's to come at popular parks across California. They're going to put a new quota on cars and visitors allowed through the entry kiosks. That's a real game changer. That could mean, you know, if you're one of those, for instance, the bicyclists that love riding up to the summit, that could really change the safety level by minimizing the number of cars that are coming in.
We're going to have to circle back and talk to you more about just that. Tom Steenstra, our KCBS and Chronicle Outdoors reporter.